Basic Bananas.
Hi there, and welcome back to the Pick of the Bunch by Basic Bananas. This is Christo here with you once again. I'm one of the founders of Basic Bananas, which you're probably well aware of by now. I'm still one of the founders of Basic Bananas. Well, welcome back to today's episode. What I want to share on today's episode is a response to a question that I am asked all the time. If I had a dollar for every time somebody asked me, what is the quickest way to increase my revenue? It's like, what's the one marketing strategy I can do to increase my sales immediately, you know, increase revenue? What's the one thing that I could do? Give me the pick of the bunch. It's like, give me the pick of all of the marketing strategies that you know how to do. Just tell me which one's going to be the, you know, the best to get the quickest like boost in sales, basically. Now, I'm asked this question all the time, and all of our team are as well. So what I wanted to share is, how do I respond? Like, what's the answer to that? Obviously, it can be one of these questions that's kind of like, how long's a piece of string? However, I do have a response that I'd like to share with you. It's not the typical thing. Like, I think what most people expect as an answer is something around, you know, Facebook ads or use remarketing or set up an opt-in funnel or something like that. It doesn't really work that way because typically that's a lot of work. Like, let's say if I did say to you, oh, let's go with Facebook ads. Facebook ads is a brilliant way to generate leads. However, even if you did some amazing things on Facebook ads, and this could be any strategy, I'm just sharing this like Facebook ads an example. Why I say it's not just one thing like a strategy like that, and it could be any strategy, because say Facebook ads might create new awareness for your business, but what you probably do is then drive them to, you know, drive the traffic from a Facebook ad to a sales page, on your website to hopefully convert them to a sale. Now, you might have the world's most amazing ads. However, if the sales page isn't set up to be the world's most amazing sales page, if it's letting you down, then it doesn't matter how good your ads are. You're going to drive traffic to a page that doesn't convert. And then let's say, on the other hand, let's say suddenly the page is amazing. Sales page is set up really well. You might have done a bunch of split testing, or, you know, you've worked with someone like us to help you to set up an amazing sales page. And now you're driving traffic that's really qualified, like you're doing really good ads, driving to a really good sales page. And then from that sales page, it might be an opt-in page, let's say as an example, people opt in, and then the opt-in follow-up isn't brilliant. Then suddenly you've got two pieces of the pie, but the opt-in follow-up is not going to then, you know, convert and qualify people to then buy. You should then have an automated sequence which fires off to build trust and build credibility, which would then promote an offer as well to generate a sale. So if the follow-up automation of the sequence of the funnel is not set up really well, then you've wasted your time on your ads. Then if the sales page is, you know, isn't set up, it's not going to convert. If it is set up well, now you've got to have this follow-up sequence, an attractive opt-in in the first place, so that as they arrive there, they're going to want to opt in for this thing. And then the next step, you know, an attractive offer that comes through in the right ways. Just as one example, I just want to share that. It's just kind of like, it's not just one itty bitty piece of the pie. What I would say to how to increase revenue as quickly as possible is, first of all, if you're doing any sales at all in your business, hopefully you are promoting something else. So we look for an upsell or an on-sell opportunity immediately. Basically, so is there something that you can tack on as a bit of an upsell, like the good old classic McDonald's, you know, would you like fries with that? It might be that somebody buys a product from you. What you should do is think about selling your products or your services in sequence. So if someone buys anything, what is something else that they could be interested in? Typically what I like to do as soon as I start working with any business is look, what's your most common sale that you make? What's the most common thing that people come to you to buy, or the product or service that's your easiest sale, basically? Then I'll often dig around of all the products or service you offer, which is the most lucrative, like which has the best profit margins, because it can be worth promoting to the world the easiest sale. So it's a nice strategy is to say, hey, look here, world, here's what you want. Basically promote the thing that this is your most common sale through your marketing. And then as soon as people buy that thing, you then promote the product or service that's the most lucrative to them. as an additional offering. So it might be something where you do a limited promo or an upsell opportunity where they can buy immediately the most lucrative thing, because you're not going to get everybody who bought the initial offering take up the upsell. However, if you get a percentage of them, then brilliant, you're getting that upsell opportunity to a more lucrative product. And it could be any product, doesn't even have to be your most lucrative, any product at all. Because let's just look at it, if you did the maths, that second product is coming at zero acquisition cost, basically. It's kind of like a bit of a bonus there. So why not make the extra sale, even if that it doesn't have huge markup, even if it wasn't your most lucrative product? If you, it might be a product that costs you $50 to buy and you sell it for $100. Even if you did it at a discounted rate where you sell it for 75, well, there was no additional marketing expense on that. If that's just totally as a response to the first sale, here you might also be interested in this. Well, then you still made that $25 extra. Basically, it's just an additional upsell that comes without the marketing spend. So anything, this is what I look to immediately to help people to try and get a spike in revenue immediately. Looking at what does sell, also just doing the maths on what are your most lucrative product or services, like what has the best profit margins on them. And then also we're looking to just promote to existing customers. Like if you've had customers come through before, we look to do a promotion back to them. So internal promotions, what we call it, it's where you just promote to people within your community already. So you might have an audience on Facebook, you might have an audience on any social media platforms at all, actually, or LinkedIn or Instagram or somewhere. And you might have a database of emails or contacts, even phone numbers of people who have bought from you in the past, or you might even have their addresses. Well, then you could send out postcards and do a campaign to people that have already bought from you before. This would be the easiest way to generate more sales immediately. It's looking at when someone buys anything, promote the next thing. I was speaking with one of our members a few months back, and she shared with me that she was making most of her sales through actually going to markets, so market stalls, and selling her products. And but she wanted to sell more of her products online. So I was like, okay, brilliant. Well, let's direct people to online. And then if your market stall is not in front of them, they can still buy from you 24/7. So we just came up with a plan where anyone who buys any product from the market stalls, her stores, well, then you give them a voucher to basically buy from her online store to buy the next product. So it's every opportunity, even because her initial thought was, well, they buy from me at the market, but then they go away and I might not, they have to see me at the markets again to buy again next. Well, there's a bit of a workaround for you. We just direct them to the online store and they can buy 24/7, basically. And it gives the online store exposure, which is most importantly where we wanted to go to move more of the sales to online. So eventually, she could phase out the markets, the more manual sales, if she wanted to. So there you go. Promote to your own audiences you already have, social media outlets, database, if you have one. A good way to think about promotion schedules too, what I like to do is just basically grab a calendar or just grab a bit of paper, turn it landscape, put January, February, March, April, May, June, July, put the whole year across to, or through to December across the top of the page, and just look at the schedule and think, look at this plan of the year and just think, where are new customers most likely to buy your product or service? Highlight those months. It might be like a few months in there if it's a seasonal business, or it might be all year for you. But then we just look at it and think, okay, if there are seasons, like say if they're likely to buy from you in the summer in the southern hemisphere, so the December, January, February, let's highlight those months. Then we need to start a promotion, an external promotion, to get new customers during those months. During the winter months, if new people aren't buying from you, well, that's when you do an internal promotion, because that will be the least outlay. You're not trying to force people who aren't looking for what you've got to come and buy. You basically just do a promotion to past customers and so on. So there's a little bit of a promotion plan idea as well. And then you just highlight the months where you want to promote different areas within your business and create a bit of a schedule. That way you can see the whole year in a bit of a snapshot. So there we go. That's kind of a long answer, but that's the answer. The quick answer was basically quickest way to get revenue, promote internally, look through your existing outlets, and most importantly, sell everything in sequence. If anyone's buying anything, promote the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. Every sale is a marketing exercise to sell the next thing. If you're, you know, selling something like wedding dresses, where typically people don't buy them over and over and over again, well, then you look to ask them to refer their friends and you look to build community, or there could be some sort of upsells, on sales, or you might be able to refer a wedding photographer to them, you know, or a photographer to do their baby, what's the baby shoot called? I can't remember what it's called, the maternity shoot or something like that. You know, you can, and get a commission on those referrals. You could create an alliance. So that's the next thing you could offer, and just look for opportunities to keep offering as we go. And there you go. So that's, hopefully this will give you some insights into boosting your revenue right away. And this could be whether, of course, whether you've been in business for 40, 50 years or just starting out, you should review these things ongoing anyway. It doesn't matter if I'm looking at someone's business that's, you know, in their first year of just getting started, or whether they've been in business for 30 years. This is where I'll go to immediately to get these things in place before we even go and turn on all the different new strategies to attract new faces to the business. This is always the starting place. So there we go, folks. I trust you got some good insights out of this, and I look forward to reading comments. And please do go ahead, if you enjoy the show, go ahead and drop us a review. The reviews are what counts the most for podcasts. So if you leave us a review on iTunes, that would be amazing, and we will send you 1,000 waves of gratitude. Go ahead and leave us a review. How about if you leave us a review and give us a screenshot, sent through an email with a screenshot of the review that you've left us on iTunes. We'll send you a gift in the mail. So send us an email proving that you have left the review, and send us your address. We love sending gifts in the mail. So we will send you a present in the mail, which you will definitely enjoy and like. So thank you, guys. I look forward to speaking to you soon. Please leave us a review. That'll be awesome if you like the show. Otherwise, share your comments on and any likes, or share the show with anyone else who you know would benefit from that. And I look forward to hearing from you all soon. Bye for now.
Basic bananas.